Today, President Biden holds a video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia has built up troops along the border with Ukraine.
Let's start with the facts on the ground. What is Russia doing on the Ukrainian border?
Sure. For the past several weeks, U.S. intelligence officials have seen Russian forces, an estimated 100,000 troops or perhaps even more, gathering within striking distance of the Ukrainian border. And that's prompted concerns Russia's about to stage an all-out invasion. Now, Russia insists these are its own troops on its own territory, that has no aggressive intentions. In fact, they say it's Ukraine building up its forces. But there's some recent history here, you know, we can't ignore. Russia has seized territory from Ukraine in 2014 with the annexation of Crimea. It's also started a proxy war by backing separatists in East Ukraine and the Donbass later that same year, and that war has led to over 13,000 deaths. But it's important to point out here, you know, even the Biden administration says they simply don't know what Putin's intentions are, just that the threat there is significant.
One thing the U.S. does know is that it would like to support the government of Ukraine. So what can Biden tell Putin in this video call?
Well, he's warning that the cost of any Russian invasion will be high, and he's reinforcing a message that his Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, gave to his Russian counterpart when they met recently, said that Moscow would face high-impact sanctions for any military action. But Biden's team also says the president certainly prefers diplomacy here, and he's hoping to rejuvenate a stalled peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia called the Minsk Accords that, at least in the past, has quelled the fighting in East Ukraine, however imperfectly.
Okay, so it sounds like the United States would like to avoid a full-scale shooting war. But there's the question of Vladimir Putin. What does Vladimir Putin really want?
Well, you know, he's upped the stakes beyond peace in the Donbass. He's worried about Ukraine joining NATO, and he wants a guarantee from Biden and the U.S. and its allies that that's not going to happen. You know, and this really is Putin trying to renegotiate NATO's march eastward after the fall of the Soviet Union. He's always seen that as fundamentally unfair and certainly a danger to Russia's national security. In fact, he's called NATO's presence in Ukraine a Kremlin red line. And on that point, I spoke with Tatiana Stanovaya, a Russian analyst with Art Politique, who argues here Putin isn't bluffing. And so what Stanovaya here is saying is that Putin believes things have gotten to the point where either the West has to finally take Russia's security concerns seriously, or he's ready to go to war.
Okay, so Russia is casting this as a confrontation really with the United States and its allies, but the actual threat is to Ukrainians. What do they say?
Well, they argue Ukraine is an independent country, and it's up to them to decide whether they want to join NATO or not. It's probably important to point out here that nobody in NATO is actually talking about joining the alliance, at least not in the foreseeable future. Now, as Biden goes into these talks, he's essentially negotiating on Ukraine's behalf, and so some are expressing concern that the U.S., given other priorities, might appease Moscow. But fundamentally, you know, certainly Biden, the optics of trying to cave into Putin or something that would look bad going forward. So I think there's a sense among most Ukrainians that he's got their back.